Okay, parents, what have your kids done at the science fair lately? Mark Roberge is a 17-year-old high school student from Pittsburgh. He came up with a way to destroy deadly anthrax spores that might be contained in the mail. His research will appear in the Journal of Medical Toxicology in June. He joins us now from his home in Pittsburgh. Mark Roberge, welcome to Day Today.
Thank you very much.
How did you come up with the idea for this project?
It comes from being at the right place at the right time. My father's a doctor, and CNN asked him during this whole anthrax scare in 2001 to answer a question one day from a woman who called in. The woman had asked, for individuals who are worried about suspicious envelopes, can you iron them? And my dad's response was something to the effect of, hypothetically, yes, but there's been really no study on that, so I couldn't say with any degree of certainty as to whether you could or not. And he discussed that over the dinner table with us, and last year, for my junior year of high school, I was taking AP Biology, and I thought this would be kind of an interesting project to do.
You're 17 now.
Yes.
The anthrax scare was 4.5 years ago. You were 12 or 13?
About, yes.
And you recalled that conversation, and that led you to this discovery?
Yes, and I've been talking with possible projects from my dad, and I think, I can't remember if I read something or I talked to somebody about anthrax and just the idea kind of struck me, wait a sec, I remember we had this discussion about ironing the mail and nobody's done a study on it. Well, that would be an interesting study to do.
But you didn't use actual anthrax spores, did you? That would be pretty dangerous.
Yeah, and I think the government might be slightly annoyed about that. No, I used a surrogate, which is also used by hospitals to test things like autoclavers. It's called Bacillus subtilis, and it's basically the same with the two exceptions that, one, it's non-lethal, which is always good, and it is also more resistant to dry heat than anthrax. So the ideology behind this is that if it works on Bacillus subtilis, it has to be at least equally effective with anthrax, if not more so.
And you actually got some letters with these spores in it, you made some up, and you ironed them? Did you do this at home on the ironing board with your iron?
Yes. All the ironing took place at home, and most of the project took place at home. Some of it took place in a school lab.
And you discovered what? If it's at
the highest temperature setting, ironed for at least 5 minutes, the Bacillus spores will be killed completely.
Well, I guess that's a pretty good discovery because this Journal of Medical Toxicology is going to report the results. That's impressive, isn't it?
Yes, thank you very much. Yeah, it was. My dad suggested that. He said, you know, this is probably publish-worthy. And, I was a little bit skeptical, but I said, yeah, sure, why not?
Did you win the science fair, Mark?
Well, the way the Pennsylvania Junior Academy of Science works is there's not really a particular, like, one person who gets first. All projects are rated on a scale of first to third and then honorable mention, first being the best. But there's no, you know, hypothetically, everyone could get first. That doesn't normally happen, but I got a first at the regionals, and then I went to states, and I got a first award there, too. But again, it's not just one person who gets first.
What are you going to do next year?
Well, I'm waiting to hear from still three more colleges. I've heard from Pitt, Temple, and Washington Jefferson. I'm still waiting to hear from Case Western, McGill, and Notre Dame.
And what are you hoping to major in?
Pre-medicine or biomedical engineering.
Well, I expect you'll do pretty well, especially when they hear about the Journal of Medical Toxicology.
Yes, I hope that helps a lot.
17-year-old Mark Roberge speaking to us from his home in Pittsburgh, where he will be publishing the results of an experiment on how to wipe out anthrax in the mail. Mark, thank you.
Thank you very much.